Blog Talk Radio.
And God day, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I am juiced on this glorious day. And I'm excited because of this segment dealing with the goodness of God. I mean, can't you hear my voice? God is good. And I'm excited about sharing this revelation with you. Now, let me just give you by way of introduction. If you're a first-time listener, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C., and in the Philadelphia area. And, folks, my sole purpose and the purpose of this podcast is just simply to share the teachings and the truths of Jesus that will empower you and equip you to live a phenomenal life. I believe that God has given us life, Zoe in the Greek. It's a life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful with resources. And the reason why many folks don't live that life is because they just don't have the tools and the resources. Well, guess what? I'm giving you those tools and the resources based upon these podcasts and my other teachings. That's my sole aim, is to empower and to equip you. All right? My website, krlm.org, krlm.org. Go check it out. Become a faith partner with us. And now that I got all the housekeeping out of the way, let's get into this lesson dealing with the goodness of God. God is good. God is good. God is the essence of good and cannot be or do anything outside of the character of goodness. Now, I'm going to be sharing in these next few days what I call presuppositions. These are beliefs that really undergird the way we live, or I think that empowered people live, because many of us have presuppositions and philosophies about life. Some think that life is hard. Life is about struggle. And guess what? That's cool if that's the way you are. But I'm offering some empowered presuppositions based upon the Word of God, the teachings of the Christ, that will empower and equip you. Because, see, with presuppositions, these beliefs, they govern our lives. And so what I talk about as they govern our lives, they are the undergirding of our philosophies and how we view life. Let me give you an example. If you see only that, well, if you have the underlying belief that God is coming back again, that he's somewhere up there, far away and removed, and one day he's going to come back, everything that I see in life is going to be full of pain. It's going to be arduous. I'm going to see life of, man, all of the suffering and pain. And one glad morning when this life is all over, then God is going to come, scoop us up, and we're going to go and leave planet Earth and go to heaven. Wow. And that philosophy will undergird everything that I then engage in terms of life. You know, folks, what I'm sharing here is that you've got to have an empowered view of life based upon the teachings of the Christ. Now, let me share this. God is good. God is good. God is the essence of good and cannot do anything outside of his character. Now, if I embrace that as my basic belief, if I embrace that, with, I don't need nobody to prove it to me. I don't need anybody to come and to be able to draw the diagram and explain that to me. But if I just accept that as a fact of life and build my life around that, that gives me a filter that all I can see is the goodness of God. Are you following me? It gives me a lens by which the way I look at the world, that God is good. And I look for the good in every situation because I know that God is there. I look for the good in every situation, and I expect God's goodness in my life because God is good. It gives me a much more empowered lens of the way of looking at life. As a matter of fact, Jesus held that same lens. Jesus had this as an undergirding philosophy that God is good. When the disciples came to him and said, "You're good," and Jesus shares with them in Mark 10:18, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." And so he had a philosophy. Throughout the Psalms, you will hear the psalmist talk about in Psalm 145:9, "The Lord is good to all. His mercies are over all his works." Psalm 85, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you." You know, Psalm 106, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting." And we can go on and on and on. When I say that God is good, presupposition as a belief that undergirds my whole life, I operate in a world of goodness. One writer has said that the one basic decision that we've got to make in life, the one primary decision that we've got to make in life is, what kind of world will we live in? For many, they have chosen a world of hostility, a world of pain, a world of suffering. I have chosen a world of goodness, of the goodness of God. You know, I know some people will say, you know, "Well, Keith, God puts certain things on you. And when he puts those certain things on you, it's just simply to try you." And, you know, and it's some things that you have to go through. Well, folks, that's a philosophy. That is a constructed philosophy. And let me share. I'm not going to argue the higher theological points with you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of my colleagues that will be more than happy to do that. I want to share in a very practical way that whatever your predominant thoughts will be and whatever you choose to walk in, it's going to be that way. Let me prove that to you. Have you ever met someone who was just happy-go-lucky in terms of life? You remember as a child the way that you lived in terms of just being naive? And then people called it naivety, and then you were so happy, and the world was just awesome, and you could find the good in everything, and man, life was wonderful and great and fine, and you were optimistic, and you walked in faith, and life was good. Yeah, it was good. Why? Because we said God is good. Oh, but you know, some things happened in life, and you know, folks, it's not so much that we are challenged in life. It is how we choose to respond to the challenge. It's not so much the event that happens. It's how we respond to the event. If I know God is good, I know it's not going to take me out. If I know God is good, I know that his mercy is everlasting, that he's going to walk with me and that he's talking with me, that he's in me and through me and manifesting as me. I know that I am a manifestation of God and a manifestation of his goodness, and I know that I will succeed operating in that. You know, it's like the spiritual Forrest Gump. You know, Forrest Gump didn't know that he could not do. And as a result of not knowing what he could not do, he did. And it's the same thing. When I see and know that God is good, I can't see anything but the goodness of God. The goodness of God. People say God put stuff on me, and man, I'm going through. You know, the devil is busy. First of all, the devil is busy. That's a presupposition. Pastor T.L. Barrett in Chicago, Life Center Church of God in Christ, shares when people say God is, say that the devil is busy, he says that God is busier, you know. I mean, you know, but let me deal with this whole idea. of temptation or testing or trial. The Bible in the Greek, temptation is testing and trial, testing and trial. James 1 says that God does not tempt us. He does not test us. He doesn't try us. And I, you know, and one thing that I've always dealt with this is that, don't you know that God already knows how we are supposed to act if he's omniscient? Well, you know, but you know, again, we deal with other theological arguments that, well, that's the way we were taught. That's the way the theology goes. That's the way it is. You know, Buber said it. Niebuhr said it. And so we've got to be able to go along with it. Oh, okay. Augustine said it. I can go on and on and on. My friend, I just want you to think about this. If James says God does not tempt us, and that God is the giver, follow me in this, and I'm now in James 1, 17, for every good thing given and every perfect gift, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, to whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Wow. God is not trying to put something on you to get your attention. Well, you know, he put this cancer on me, or the multiple, or MS, or HIV, or, you know, prostate cancer, whatever, yada, 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 yada. Or as my spiritual mama would talk about it as being the congas of the bongas. Okay, fine. But God does not operate that. God is a good God. God is a good God. That's why he is a healer. That is why he restores our health. And what his desire is in 3 John 2, that above all things, I wish that you may be in good health and prosper, even as your soul doth prosper. God is a good God. But we have to embrace that as a part of our basic belief system. My God cannot do anything. Even if it looks bad, my God is a good God, because I walk by faith and not by sight. You know, folks, I live in Southwest Philadelphia. Some would question Southwest Philadelphia as being a interesting part of town, for lack of a better word. There have been shootings. There have been other things that I'm not accustomed to or used to. And when I first got to Philadelphia, I was depressed. I was like, man, I was angry. I was mad. I was like, oh, God, all of this stuff. I could not see good because I wasn't focusing upon good. I was like, man, why, this is the ghetto, man. This is like, no, hold on, Lord. I'm a suburban. I grew up as a suburban kid. I in my adult life, I've been everything top shelf and first class. But God said, look at my goodness. Look at my goodness. And now when I look at, and this is, I'm here for ministry purposes, look at my good and allow yourself to be open to my good for ministry purposes, and see what my community can become. Oh yes, folks, I'm psyched, I'm jazzed and juiced about what I see, the goodness of God in the hood, the goodness of God that transforms and changes the landscapes and brings transformation to the hearts and the minds of people. Man, I'm excited, I'm psyched, I'm jazzed and juiced. But that's when we look at the goodness of God and see things through the lens of God's goodness. See, when you see things through the eyes of God's goodness, you can't see anything other than the goodness of God. Well, folks, I've got to stop here, but I do want to share this. Please go to my website, krlm.org, and become a faith partner with me today. I'm going to be sharing a lot of things about the goodness of God, be sharing about how we bring transformation to Philadelphia and to the Washington, D.C. area. And I need your support to do that. Well, listen, my time is up, but until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life.